going down? This is Donnie Houston Podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a very special guest. And when I mean very special, man, listen. One of the reasons why y'all even watching this right now, watching it on video, you know what I'm saying, is because today's guest, man, when he came the first time, we had a live interview. We must have talked, man, almost 3 hours. And then maybe a couple days later, man, he hit me up with some game, and he was like, man, the only thing you was missing was that camera.
That motherfucking camera.
And I was like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got the camera. We on YouTube, man, and now we got today's guest back again, Mike D. What's going down, man?
Man, ain't nothing, man. It's a pleasure to be back, man. But let me tell you something. The reason why I said that camera is because everything we did at Screw House, if it would have been documented, right now we'd be just recapping. The world could see exactly how it went down, exactly what date this tape was made, who was actually there. Clip a whole bunch of this, you know, nonsense going on right now because it's a lot of people that seem to be, you know, their memory a little foggy, thinking, oh, just because they were Screw friend that they was in the Screwed Up clique.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just would have been good to have that and have the world living them old moments with us, you know what I'm saying? And so when your moments get old, instead of having it on audio, I want you to be able to say, now that's Mike D, that's Lil J, that's AB, you know what I mean? So it's just gonna help you out in the long run.
Yeah, I appreciate it there, man, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like you said, you know, it's been a whole thing about, you know, who is SUC versus who was Screw's friend, and you know, that whole thing. You
man,
know?
It's crazy because the thing is, I put up a post the other day and I said, you know, if they only knew, when we was dropping the album at our peak, the name of the album was Half a Dozen. I ain't saying who ain't Screwed Up Click. I ain't saying who is Screwed Up Click, but it's a half a dozen. Half a dozen is six people, right? Mm-hmm. And the DJ, right? So you got Hawk, Fat Pat, KK, Mike D, Kiki. Big Mo, and DJ Screw.
Kiki was there, right? Too.
Oh, and Kiki.
Yeah.
Well, six and the DJ. You know what I'm saying? So we even got the album cover at Penny Pixel to prove that that's what, when they looking like Screw, looking like he taking a selfie, everybody like, damn, Screw was the first nigga taking a selfie. That picture where it's all us and I got the Tupac shirt on, that was the album cover.
Mm.
Yeah, that was the album cover for Screwed Up Click album. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear people like Jaime jumping on and ranting about, hey man, they always leave me out. Man, if you get left out, maybe you ain't Screwed Up Click. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm gonna say, man. You know, it's just, it's time out for the people that's trying to say that, oh, cause I was Screw friend, I'm Screwed Up Click. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Screw, so I can't say, you know what I mean, this person that, but I can bear witness and I can say as the forefather and the OG of the shit that I ain't see you. You know what I'm saying? ESG was locked up. That's the only reason his name ain't see it. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I don't know where the rest of these dudes was at. Now, it came later, the Flips, the Zero, the Trays, the whatever, you know what I mean? Them people came later. And then, of course, you also always had, you know, Chuck, you always had Grace. You know what I'm saying? You always had Al D, that's his brother. But he was grooming them to be solo artists. You know what I'm saying? Not saying they weren't Screwed Up Click or wasn't gonna be on the album, but the top six was Southside Players and DEA. I had the money with 3-2 and Pat. KK had the money with Ron G, Big Pokey, Big Hawk, and Kiki. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how they went, man. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, I don't know. But things just get mixed up down the line, and I just a lot of hurt feelings, and I'm tired of people ranting and raving, going online about this, that, and the third, and I don't never say nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's time to say something because we getting to the Screw movie, people in their feelings about that. We getting, it's just ongoing. You know what I mean? Let this man rest, man. Let the legacy live on the right way. And it seems like we got to tell this story before we die and somebody else tell this shit and it's all fucked up, Danny. That's what's so crazy, man. Everybody got so much to say, but know so little.
So what you, I mean, even with the Screw movie, man, I mean, well, I guess a tribute, you know what I mean?
It's a tribute, yeah.
Yeah, so how'd you feel about that whole thing?
Well, for one, I got in the know late. So I did have an opinion about it before I was in the know. But it's not a movie. What we seen was nothing but what they was putting together to hopefully get somebody to buy into it so we can shoot an NWA type movie. It's nowhere near finished. They shot what they call a pilot. So we're trying to shop the pilot so that we can shoot the movie. And the pilot was only dropped just to feed the thirst of the people because it was leaked. I don't know if that was done on purpose. I don't know. You know what I mean? For the shock value, I don't know. But it didn't work because you got a cult-like following, man. We got fan base that's like, we don't care it's 30 years later, man. We want to see it.
But it got to be right.
But we want to see it right. Yeah. We don't want to see this man. And this man screwed the world. He said, man, I'm going to screw the world. He did his part, now it's on us to do our part. Pat said, ghetto dreams must be fulfilled. He didn't say they was fulfilled. He said they must be fulfilled. So we got to do that, you know what I mean? So, you know, but with Key, once I knew Kiki was involved, I knew it was all right. Yeah. And then they got me involved. They got D-Rec involved. So soon as, what's coming now is the documentary. Once they come out, that'll help everybody understand what's going on.
So what's going to be the documentary more so about?
The documentary is just, I'm talking, KK talking, you know, all the surviving members talking, and outsiders and people who had influence over the clique and then DJ Screw Life talking about his life in documentary style. That way, and it's really nice, man. They did it nice. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a teaser until we can find somebody, and I repeat, find somebody to shoot the movie, because the movie has not been shot. Those little scenes they were shooting in Third Ward, that little, y'all please don't be mad. That was just to let you know it's on our mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's coming.
Yeah.
I guess like Two the Hard Way. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was gonna say, man. You know what I mean? What's going on with the Two the Hard Way, man?
Well, it's finished. We were waiting on distribution because we were gonna try Robert Gillum over at Southwest Wholesale. He was cranking back up.
Southwest Digital.
Yeah, right. To Southwest Digital. So we were gonna give Robert a shot, but I'm not sure what's going on with that right now. But from the looks of it, we should see 2021 release date for sure, just to make a long story short. But everything on track and shit, we just ready to get it out there, man. Yeah. Oh, man, we ready to get it out there. Just trust me, man, that's my brother, boy, and we fight like brothers. you know what I'm saying? But we won't, with me and Ro, the thing is this here, people like, man, they be off, they be on, they might not file each other, and then they filing each other. And, you know, people be watching, but that's my real life brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can really get into it about nothing.
Yeah.
Because the only thing is, he want the best out of me. I want the best out of him. So when he see me more in the streets than I am in the rap, man, he don't like that. He don't like that. I'm talking about if he see me drinking syrup and shit like that, he don't like that. You know what I mean? It's just real brother love. He just gonna really just turn into a real mark, man, behind it. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, Liv, nigga, I'm just having fun. It's my birthday. Like, he don't care because he know that's a downfall for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He know what it is, just like I know what it is. And people that's hanging around you that don't want to see the better in you, man, you should get the hell away from them. You know what I mean? And bro just real serious about that, man. But that don't mean that we hate each other or no shit like that. But it's just, it's real love.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. Man, I was, we just ran it down just current, because there's been so much shit that didn't happen since the last time we chopped it up, man.
For real, man. For real, pandemic had just kicked off. I think we did the FaceTime.
We did that one. Yeah, but then, man, I was watching that Drink Champs, man. And you had posted about the Drink Champs episode, you know what I'm saying, about the whole thing about Screw being extorted in that whole nine, man.
Oh, my God, man.
And unfortunately, you know, I wish that Nori, you know, they don't really know enough about Screw to even, like, kind of dive in and, like, figure out what was going on.
I think the loyalty was in the air real strong. I think our good friend on the north side, and I'm putting humor in it to, man, hopefully that's what it was. It was, you know, funny, because it wasn't funny. Like, Screw was never extorted. You know what I mean? Like, and the rapper he talking about is 3-2, which is your kinfolk. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know where he got that information from. You know, I know James ain't gonna just sit up and straight lie. So somebody had to convey the information to him to make him think that some kind of way one of his rappers was extorting 3-2, and that rapper was 3-2. Now, everybody who know 3-2, how could 3-2 extort anybody? That's not in his heart. He was a great guy. You know what I mean? Like, and plus that, you know what I mean? That ain't 3-3 a player. Like, you know, and ain't nobody extorting Screw, because Screw wasn't no hoe, and then everybody around him wasn't no hoe. So just imagine how that conversation go. All right, now I got to get the rest of this money together to go out here and take it to Jay. Huh? What? Man, you got dudes would have died and laid their life down for DJ Screw, man. Like, for real, man. Like, no way. But now we're talking about all this in the middle of a South Side, North Side walk. Mm. That is equivalent to Trump sneaking money to the other side before we go to war with them as the United States. Like, just unheard of, man. Like, that broke so many hearts on the South Side. It had people really mad, and you know, OG, he played it like OG. He didn't respond to none of it, and I wish he would've, at least to clean it up. You know what I mean? But maybe he feel like the information he got was true, but somebody was taking somebody else's money and giving it to him saying this was coming from Screw, because I cut off my right arm if some shit like that was going on, because nah, you talking about, man, some shit that's dreamed up in a dream somewhere, man. And like, for real, man, ain't nobody, that's how that conversation go. That's the whole thing. But you know, I just feel like OG was a little tipsy that night and, you know, went with some information that somebody gave him instead of knowing for himself, because I guarantee you he can't say, Screw put money in my hand as I was extorting him. You know what I'm saying? Nah, never. Never. That ain't gonna work, because you're talking about everybody was, the North Side was fighting with the South Side, and I'm talking about we killing. These are real live murders going on. And so the whole rap part of it is gonna just pay this guy? Nah. And glad everything is peaceful now, but man, that's how shit get restarted. Cause you had some real players that was pissed the fuck off about that shit. Mm. Like, for real, I seen some dirty inboxes going to the OG. You know what I mean? And they was sending it. And that's why when I posted it, I was like, man, first of all, I was a little upset. But then I was like, man, maybe it should come off as I'm upset. Cause he didn't have no mercy when he set it off. You know what I mean? Cause see, that's the thing. We always cleaning shit up after somebody else fucked up. See, it's time to fuck up when they fuck up, and then let's clean up our shit a little bit, because that was way out of line. It had that been OG in that box, and I said, like, yeah, man, it's messed up, man. Rap-A-Lot artist was giving me money, you know, keep me off Jay ass. But the whole Fifth Ward would have been on the South Side looking for a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just got to, you know, just be careful, you know what I mean, out here with these words, because you got some people that still to this day why Screw did arrive for that man like he alive right now. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't where we trying to take it or nowhere what we about. But the whole subject about Screw being extorted, man, really pissed a lot of people the fuck off, bro. Like, on real time, for real.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was just one of them things that kind of just came and went, and you know.
Yeah, and then luckily it just went on. Yeah, you know, so, what I mean? Yeah.
You know, it's all good, man. But we were talking about players, man. Just talk about, because I was watching something. And you were saying, as far as with Southside players, that Corey Blunt was supposed to be on Swang Dine.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the verse and everything. I had ended up losing my reels when I went to jail, and his verse was on there, and we lost it because he went to jail, of course, and we didn't have it. But that would have been dope. Mm. That would have been dope. And he been home a little while now, so I'm trying to warm him up to come on, get on up here now, man. Blunt, you gonna watch this when it come out now? Get your ass on up here, man, and let's talk about this life. This this lavish life you lived as a youngster, man, and still living now, you know. Show the people like what's going on, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real, man.
Yeah. I mean, just talk about it, man, because I was thinking, I was like, man, you know, the whole time, because you had touched on it a little bit, maybe the first time we talked about just being a Southside player and just what that meant, you know what I'm saying?
Like, man, as the rapper or just as
just both,
in the streets,
lifestyle, the lifestyle. What made you that, you know what I'm what saying? That meant, whole thing and what it meant to be that.
Let's start out by saying what is a Southside player or what was a Southside player at that time. It was coming off the gangster era. So you got young niggas coming off the Crippin' and Blood era, which was mostly Crippin' at that time because Houston was blue. And then going into throwing the cocaine on the streets and making 14, 15, 16-year-old kids millionaires. So that didn't go too well. Chucks and Dickies and all that, that didn't go. Putting identity on California, we created our own identity. And it became Polo, Guess, Jordans, heel figure, starchy dyeing clothes.
What year does that start?
We talking 92, 93.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Going to school with your clothes so starch, you got to rip them apart. So yeah. We just start doing it. And then, you know, the syrup, you know, everything set us apart. We did everything to be set apart. We went start going to jail and prison and shit and start seeing when I was in state school, Dallas was so different from us. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They had the West Coast identity. And then we just picked up our own. So Southside player persisted of having money. And the player shit came from the women because they was boppers. They bopping over the cars. I got a set of swanglers. I'm from Third Ward. You from Heim Clark, you got a set of swanglers. He from somewhere in South Park, you know, whatever. But we all was doing the same shit. So when the girls going around in each section, because they gonna come leave me today, they gonna be with you tomorrow, they gonna be with him the next day, they telling us, hey man, Donnie cool in a motherfucker. He over there doing what you doing. Mm. Same shit y'all do. Cooking work, playing the game, smoking weed, drinking syrup. It's a Southside thing.
Yeah.
So pretty much the player shit came from the women because we came up with a theory. Fuck all them hoes but your main girl. Mm. Like, man, we could have a group of six. It's okay for me to run through that whole six. It's okay for you to run through that whole six. But if any one of them my main gal, then you know you gotta, she ain't supposed to be in that six for one, but she off limits. You know what I'm saying? So
you saying y'all came up with that you can only claim one.
You can only claim one.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't know all that old man, I got 10 gals, man, we finna hit them. We finna hit them, quit them, and pass them around. That's what it is. That's what Pat coined the phrase boppers. Because they bopping around. You know what I mean? That's all they doing. They in your car today, they in my car tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Bopping assholes.
Mm.
That's what we came up with. So that's where it came. And then, of course, you know, being big on worldwide Southside. Because it's like, when we start hanging in Screw House, we start identifying, like I say, everybody figured out we all doing the same shit. The girls telling us we doing the same shit. We go to Screw House, and now I'm from Third Ward, and you know, it was real segregated back then. So now we able to hang with these niggas. So now it's like, man, well, fuck Third Ward, fuck South Park, it's Southside.
Mm.
These niggas stealing our cars, they coming to the neighborhood doing this shit. Man, it's Southside versus the Northside, man. But we didn't know in one little neighborhood tearing our ass apart. Rosewood. Man, shout out Rosewood, man. Y'all had a whole section. Man, straight up, man. I think named Alvin or some shit like that, man. Say, man, shout out them boys had us shook out here, man. Say, man, it was a real live gangsters back then, man.
Oh, man.
Because I'm not going to sit here and make it like we was the baddest motherfuckers in the world because we were losing on this side, too. But to find out it was one little neighborhood, and then that neighborhood so little, you know, Rosewood, man, ain't but about 10 streets.
Mm.
Man, you got 70, 80, no, about 7,000 streets shook up. Man, that's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they had us shook, man. We at the after hours, they passing by station wagons and oh, we knew their cars. It was crazy, man. But we also had, they also had help from certain niggas on the South Side too, to be successful as they was, to catch certain people at certain places. You know what I mean? So that was another thing that we would sleep on, because we was just worried about getting money. Mm. You know, you take us off the slab, we coming back tomorrow. It was immediate. It was so much money out here, man. It was crazy. It was crazy, man. That era there, man, that's why it's being talked about and glorified so much, because it will never be another. It's just how the end of 2019 was. Everybody had money. Mm. Just imagine that going on, the stimulus shit, but it's on the streets. Colombians and Puerto Ricans, that was a stimulus check, because if 2-3 of your household, now they own, shit, that man, that take care of the whole family tree. Hmm. You know what I mean? But Colombia come in and make you 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 now, it shifts the dynamics in your whole family, man. Like for real, we had became, like in my household, I had became the daddy. I'm taking care of everybody at such a young age. You know what I'm saying? So then they was like doing some, the government was doing this, put the father out the house if you want this government assistance. Mm. So it fucked up everything, man. Yeah, mama paying $12 for rent, but we living like nothing. So since we living like nothing, Tupac songs coming out talking about keep your head up, dear mama. Never saw a place till I seen a smile on your face, till I bought the keys to our own house, this your land. Mm. Man, we wanted to do that shit. So, you know, then when he say, you know, even as a crack fiend, mama, y'all, man, say, man, having the money and having the opportunity and jail is the only consequences, man, we took it head on. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like, you know, what else we gonna do? Sit out here and starve? Or sell this dope. And that's what we did, but it was all a plan to put us in the position we in now. Like, them people are tripped, man. And then we still call it, well, we make money out of the trap. Because it's a trap. We was trapped in a trap.
Right.
The project was just what it said, a project. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it just shifted the whole family, man. And so when the kids became the fathers, you got what you get now, you know what I'm saying? And now it's just all the way different, because now these kids out here, they don't have nothing, no stimulus check like we talking, but they got guns. Where all these guns come from?
Right.
Man, they got guns along with this microphone, all of them. They in my crib the other day, man, one had one, they call them sticks. He got a stick on this side of his pants, and clips, they in little Baghdad, man. Like, I ain't never seen nothing like this here, man, out here, man. It's war. We were player. These are gangsters on these streets right now, man. And they ain't scared to kill. Babies. We was babies, not scared to go to jail for selling dope. But a nonviolent crime back then sent you to TYC and you was out in fucking 9 months at the most. No, 6 months. Violent crimes, 9 months. Now they doing time. You know what I'm saying? So I wish they would get back on the player shit. You know what I'm saying? Please get back on the player shit.
Yeah. Man, talk about, because it was just interesting, like, you know, when Fat Pat had died or whatever, y'all still had Southside Players going, but what was the decision to get Clay-Doh, of all people, you know what I'm saying? Not like that, but just saying there were so many other people in the screwed up clique. Like, how does Clay-Doh get the one to be the position?
Clay was always cool with Screw. Mm. And then Clay from Third Ward, that was my everyday partner. Mm. So we was getting money. If it wasn't for Clay-Doh, and we can't forget about T-Pop from Louisiana. Like, that was my little brother from Lafayette.
Wait, so he became Southside Player as well? I thought he was just Laugh-Tex.
See, Laugh-Tex, let me show you. So without Clay-Doh and T-Pop, you don't have Laugh-Tex. Mm. Without them sitting me down incident happened after Fat Pat got killed, and it's crazy you say that because nobody ever asked me that question. It's a great question. Right after Fat Pat got murdered, I'm on Mount Pleasant in South Union. They set us up to be robbed. I got robbed over there, right? So the dudes ran in there. I'm thinking it's a joke. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody finna try me over here in South Union. Like, they love me over here. But I'm with, you know, a good friend of mine. I'm with neighborhood. This is not my hood, but I'm with neighborhood. I'm good in all hoods, you know. Sunnyside especially. South Union especially. Like, they adopted me. So I'm like, man, what the fuck is this about? So anyway, they come through the door, do their thing. And when the dude get me down on the ground, he like, man, you wanna join Pat? I'm like, man, what you see is what you get. I ain't finna tell you about what's in the attic, what's here and that, you know what I mean? They asking for a certain amount, so I'm like, it's right there. So they let you know if somebody had came in and walked back out and told them, hey, they got this here sitting on the kitchen. Cause I'm up in there with my back turned doing my thing when they came in, so they already knew what was in there. So long story short, yeah, you wanna go with Pat? I'm like, oh man, that's the last thing I remember. They knocked me upside here and I was knocked out, you know what I mean? So when I come to, I'm just having a moment where I'm like, man, bro, I'm finna kill everybody. Like, motherfucker tried me. Like, I ain't never been robbed before. Like, it was like, wow. Like, you wait, I'm damn near 25 years old to rob me and try me out here in these streets, knowing my jacket at that time, knowing my body. I'm like, man, I'm finna go there, man. So, like, fuck that rap shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so Clay and T-Pop was there, and they was like, Mike, man, bruh, I feel you, but you were slipping. And if you would just come on and get serious about this rap, we'll take the money we got and put it with your money, and we can just go on and get started. Like, I had all the songs from Pat. You know what I'm saying? D-Rec got a few songs or whatever he got, but I had all the rest of the stuff that, you know, me and Pat had did. Mm. And they was getting ready to drop DEA. Kiki was buzzing, so it's like it was my time up to bat. And like, man, bro, I'm like, man, fuck that though, bro. I'm ready to, you know. At that time, I was more interested in right then money because I was playing with a little bit of it. You know what I'm saying? So what I could get out of a rap check wasn't real interesting to me. I already had it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So. But, you know, of course, everybody watching Master P wanted that dream to come alive. So, them niggas played dirty. They waited till we got around Screw. And I was like, yeah, 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 yeah. And they mentioned it again. And that's when Screw say, man, won't y'all do it? Clay know how to rap. Oh, man, Clay too shy to rap, man. Clay, he knew how to rap. He was on Screw tapes and all that. You know what I'm saying? And T-Pop, you know, he just fit the rapper type of Louisiana. At that time, Hot Boys was the shit. Hmm. So he had it. Like, he was the perfect fit to the Jigsaw puzzle. Now, we putting Southside Players together. We not putting Screwed Up Click together because those are different groups. So even though Clay had Southside Screwed Up Click ties through the streets, you know what I'm saying? He was more Southside Players. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? And T-Pop was just Southside Players because he's my brother. I named Laugh Tex Records. We decided to name, so when we finally screwed, like, man, you know how to do this, Mike, do it for Pat. Ghetto dreams must be fulfilled. Hmm. We came up with Laugh Tex Records, which is half, me and T-Pop was half on everything we was doing then. We was in the streets, whatever it was, half on $50. He had 25, I had 25. So we named it Laugh Tex Records to say, like, Lafayette to Texas. Lafayette and Texas, we putting it together. So we was gonna have side A. My original plan was to have side A, Houston, side B, Lafayette, and get a bunch of artists from down that way. That way the record company is Louisiana and Texas, because it was a way bigger bond than it is now. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, and it worked, you know what I mean? But I just went to jail. But that's how that even came about. And when we finished the last song on the Southside Players album, it's crazy. That's when I went to jail. Yeah. So they had, without Clay and T-Pop, especially Clay, without Clay, man, y'all wouldn't have seen that album when it came out till I came home in 2001, dropping Power Up. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Real talk. Clay took on that role, man. He was the Slim and I was Baby. Mm. Clay took that label, put it on his back. He had Keelan play me on the road because nobody knew what Mike D looked like because we didn't have this film I was telling you about. Man, he took Keelan on the road. What's up, I keep Slum Lakem. Took him on Keelan on the road, played me. He was Clay. Grabbed T-Pop, 3-2. Mm. Them people hit that road, man. And they sold, like I told you, man, like 30-something thousand copies the first week. And we went on to sell, you know, way more than that. Just, you know what I mean? With me in jail.
That's loud.
You know what I'm saying? So without Clado and T-Pop, man, you don't have Southside Players at all as far as what the world know.
Yeah.
Without Pat and 3-2 and me, you don't know about the Southside Players, period. But we had to replace Pat, so we end up just reforming the group and revamping it and using the songs we had and turning it into a compilation and basically adding Poke, Hawk, you know, everything that you heard. Mm. But the last song was with Kiki. They had to end up getting the feature later. I was waiting on Kiki, motherfucker. And he didn't show. We woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, left. I got pulled over leaving Uptown Studio. And didn't come home for 3 years.
Damn.
That's crazy, huh? But yeah, that's how they come about though.
That's tough, but yes, okay. So even we're working on that album, man. I had Swift up here, man, and Swift was
And my boy John Catalan, yeah. Mr. Karate Man.
Yeah.
Did he tell you about how did y'all talk about his karate belts?
Not on air, but he told me that he was trained and you know.
Man, you know Swift would beat the fuck out of a nigga, right?
He was telling me about that, yeah.
Man, nigga Swift, you know, Swift like for real, like he was being real modest, man, but he was hanging in the alley, like him and my cousin had moved to Glen Iris. Michael Theas, he said Glen Iris because that's where he met him at. But he from Third Ward. Michael Theas, rest in peace, my cousin, my first cousin, from Third Ward, but his mama moved to Glen Iris. And that's where he met them boys at out there. So we would go hustle in Third Ward.
Hmm.
Swift was like young than a motherfucker, man. And all I remember is the Dauphin trying this boy, thinking, oh man, them Glen Iris boys coming out here to Third Ward thinking they gonna hustle. We'll take they dope. Man, Swift and kicked and roundhoused and
no shit.
E-Honda this nigga so fast and so bad. Man, I'm talking about, bro, I'm like, oh, that my muscle.
No shit.
You know what I'm saying? Way I'm like, man, please do not fuck with this guy. And I tell people that, like, man, like, I done seen him whoop a few more niggas after that, but that first ass whooping I seen Swift put on a nigga,
yeah.
I tell niggas to this day, hey, bro, do not get Moonchin fucked up, man. Moonchin will get you, man. I'm talking about, man, he gonna embarrass you,
because
he don't get mad. You see how he was trying to compose himself. He was on one that night, he was hot. Because he don't let nobody talk about his friends, man. He consider me a friend, man. You know what I mean? That's one person. If he say he your friend, you know, I talk to him every day.
He told me that, yeah. He was like, man, Mike D, man, I love Mike D. I was like,
he was serious, yeah, fuck man. Mike the D, man. Would have started crying if y'all were. I'm talking about, man, for real, man. He didn't want you to know how serious it is. Man, Swift, motherfucker, man. I love him to death, too, man. For real. But yeah, nah, he a good one. That's why, because when we was making the beats, I ain't want no other producer but him.
Hmm.
Man, when I found out this nigga do beats and all that, I'm like, oh shit, it's on. It's just how the world, see, we took a little break, come back. I'm with Pat. This nigga working at a studio would be considered the baddest studio in the world for back then. And we could sneak in the back door and record all night and practice and work on our craft. All night.
So that's what y'all was doing, just off the strength of their relationship, just going in there and working off that.
See, I knew Swift first. You know what I'm saying? So when we went to the studio to get studio time, this nigga working now.
Just coincidence.
Did not know. Like, man, so it's just God playing. You know what I mean? When God got something for you, can't nobody take it away. It's crazy. So him and Pat, like I told you, Pat would have been doing beats by now. Like him and Pat would sit back there and they would create what's in Pat head, and Swift would put it in that SB 1200 and replay whatever, and bring it to life like that, man. Super talented. Swift out Dr. Dre. For sure. I say Solo is like our Timberland. You know what I'm saying? Like, but for shit show, Swift a motherfucker.
Yeah, nah, that boy Swift serious shit. Solo too, man. Yeah, yeah. Man, so I'm going to make some of my notes real quick, man. There's been so much going down.
Don't forget about the strain. And,
oh, yeah, nah, for sure. Yeah, you got your new strain, for sure.
What we was talking about, too, it was the other one was, we did the screwed up thing. It was something else.
That was Slab King?
We talked about the Slab King, the Blicker thing.
Oh, yeah. Sauce Walking Blicker. Yeah, so that was the thing. So I saw you on online, man, trying to squash that, man, because that's, I don't really know Blicker like that from my understanding, though. He's a real OG in the game and, you know, got his respect and all that, too. Heavy in the streets, and, you know, Walk got his on his side, you know what I mean? And they kind of going at it right now, and I saw you kind of stepping in trying to squash it, man. Was there any level of success on that?
I wasn't trying to squash it at all, to be honest. You know what I mean? What happened was, first of all, let me update y'all. I stepped in, and I love Sauce Walker to death. Like my little nephew, you know what I mean? I fuck with Albert Walker, you know what I mean? So it's like, anytime he in the summer, he got something going on, when it's settled, he gonna ask me my opinion. You know what I mean? And I always give it to him. Whether he use it or not, it don't matter, you know what I mean? But I respect that.
Yeah.
Because I see that he got enough sense to, and he care what we think. Whatever come out his mouth, Sauce Walker is a character, but he's a hell of a smart, intelligent businessman outside of that suit.
Most definitely.
That's a suit that he put on. Ooh-wee, that. He in his act. His dad's a wrestler. You know what I mean? You talking about, so that's no different. He puts on his business suit and turns into the karate, you know, ooh-wee guy. But when he take it off, man, he's a cool dude. Same way with Rotha, you know what I mean? That asshole shit, a suit he put on. You know what I mean? But, you know, when they go over too many of them head, they think their favorite rapper is their favorite rapper. And, hey, man, but people are humans, too. People, too. Like, you know what I mean? But anyway, Blicker, me and Blicker go back in the streets. I know Black T, you know what I mean? Like, Blicker was a name he came up with when he came home from jail. He rapping and all that. I know T. So, Black Boy, you know what I mean? And I've been knowing him since a baby.
He's from Third Ward?
He originally from Third Ward, but he made his marks in Yellowstone. But it's tricky now because that little area and section he from, that's the border. It wouldn't even matter had them youngsters have all this beef going on with Yellowstone and Third Ward right now. That little section he from in Yellowstone right there, that's the, like, my grandmother stay over there. You know what I'm saying? His people moved over there. So that's really like the borderline of Third Ward. That's what Mama Mo and that's what everybody, you know what I mean? Like when you get a little money, you move to that part, to call yourself, that was moving out the hood. You about 10 streets down, but that was, man, y'all done did it. Georgia and Weezy, y'all done moved on up. So anyway, but I've been knowing Blicker, so I put up a post before I put the post up, I'm doing like everybody else. I'm watching it. I'm laughing my ass off. This shit funny as hell. But before that, Blicker was going off on his people before he even said Walk name. So I'm watching. I'm like, oh, here we done had this episode at Blicker before. So I'm just watching like everybody else saying, oh, my God, please don't go there, big dog. You know, because he is that in the streets. You know what I mean? He that nigga. So it's like, man, come on, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Then it got funny. Then he said Walk name. Then it started getting funny. So I'm like everybody else, but I'm thinking, I'm saying, oh, Lord, these two giants, especially when I seen Sanchi jump out the bed on Christmas, I'm like, oh, my God. Not the demonic Sanchi like they say online. I'm like, oh, no, this is no longer funny. Because Blicker being that nigga, Sanchi, got walked in behind him. Them young niggas, they don't miss. They don't miss, man. Them little young niggas, they got money. They crazy as hell, but they got a bunch of sense too. They ain't miss yet. So I'm like, here we go. This shit ain't gonna be funny. I put up a post. I say, man, y'all gonna chill out. I tried to squash it then. I say, man, y'all chill out before it gets serious. Let's have Christmas on a good note, get 2021, yada, yada, all that old. And the only reason I did that is because for sure somebody was gonna say, every time them old niggas get out of line, don't nobody ever say nothing. So that it could be me on our defense that, hey, man, I did say something. I said something to both. I said, say, man, Blicker, leave them niggas alone. And I said, Sanchez, man, don't even let that shit bother you. Dust your feathers off, Neff, you Gucci. Keep shining. Nobody said nothing. Blicker just came out the blue, which I didn't even see it. Somebody called me and told me he said this now. Al Crocker called me and told me that he said this online. Like, man, what the hell you do to Blicker? Blicker going off talking about you better stay out of his business and da da da. I'm like, oh Lord. So his temperature is on 10. First of all. His temperature on 10, but I don't know this because somebody calling me and telling me he online. So I thought to call him. I'm like, nah, but when I unlocked my phone, it showed me he was going live. My dumb ass push it. Jump on now. He on 10. I'm at home with my wife. Everybody know I've been begging to get my motherfucking wife back. So I'm at home playing the best husband I can be, trying to win my wife back. I'm candles on, nigga. I had to step on my, you ain't see, I stepped on my patio. You know what I'm saying? To get away from the bullshit. Cause she likes that, like, what the hell that energy come from? She hear this nigga, blah, 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 blah. So he on 10. When he pushed join, that nigga joined me faster than anybody never joined me in the life of history ever. He boom. I'm like, Blicker, what the fuck going on, bro? Why you got my name in this shit now? You gonna get my way, da 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 da. And he's screaming and hollering, but I know Blicker, that's how he talk. But like everybody say, like, man, sound like he hollering at you, but he definitely wasn't hollering at me. He was just on 10 and wanted Big Bro to hear him out and set up this boxing match with him and walk. And I'm just like saying blah, blah, blah to get off the phone. Basically, after he told me why he was mad, I'm like, man, I should have called him. You know what I mean? Had I called him, then it wouldn't have been over the air. That's what I'm not paying attention to. It's 5,000 other people looking at this here too, including Sauce Walker. So now he like, oh, he on his side now. And he's looking like I'm on Blicker's side and Blicker mad because I'm on Walk. He mad because he only was tripping with me because Big Baby being my artist, him not knowing Big Baby in jail, free Big Baby, by the way. And we don't have an opinion about what's going on because one thing about Sauce Walker, he gonna handle his own business. That nigga don't need no help. Man, say, man, where about when he ain't talking? Everybody, man, he ain't responding, he ain't responding. That had me worried that he wasn't talking. And me knowing Blicker, bad motherfucker too, he is talking. So here we go, when they run into each other, it ain't gonna be pretty. That's what I'm thinking, like, damn, man. I don't want to be, I done said my piece. Nobody responded. Nobody called my phone. Good, leave it that way. I'm just telling Blicker, bruh, leave me out of it. The man went on and on. Now everybody think I'm setting up a box. I'm not setting up a motherfucking thing. Walk, if you want to set up a boxing match, call my phone. Blicker wants to squabble with you. Squabble for money, squabble for charity. Call my phone. That's about as far as that I'm gonna, the much energy I'm gonna put in that shit. And I love the shit I Blicker, but I'm not finna get myself involved in that. On his side or Walk's side, I'm gonna stay my old ass out the motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell no, 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 no. I that's one reason I wanted to come over here and fuck with you, to let everybody, man, I don't have a motherfucking thing to do with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking nobody in the talking down or talking up. You gonna turn up, man. Y'all be careful. And don't forget that y'all was friends. It take a whole lot of love to hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all that's doing is gonna further some more shit with Third Ward and Yellowstone. So I just hope that they choose to handle that situation very carefully. Because if you notice, you got a lot of young niggas activated now. And that's the wrong thing. Now Chase Guzman activated, which is going to activate somebody in Third Ward, which is going to activate this. Man, I just pray that y'all can just let that shit go, man. You know what I mean? Because I don't think that shit'll ever be over until they generations pass and pass and pass. And it ain't as easy as snapping your finger and telling this one to sit down and that one to sit down. That Yellowstone Third Ward shit has our city ranked in the top 10 in murders in the United States.
Damn.
77021 is the bloodiest city zip code in America. You think I want to be attached to some shit like that? Man, you see how pretty my little girl is? Man, I got the prettiest little girl in the world, man. I'm trying to stick around here and play with her till she become a pretty woman. Man, that shit is no good, man. And they playing with real fire right now. And I love both of them, man. But I just hope that, you know, being the kings that they are, that God lead their heart in the right way and, you know, some kind of way it flip for positivity and help these youngsters instead of fucking us up more and setting us back more. You know what I mean? So it's just like, damn. Yeah, nah, that's a serious situation now, man. It's funny on the internet, but up under the surface, there's some other shit brewing. And like, let me be on record as the first one saying it, go left, man, watch what I'm telling you. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
But yeah, man, you know, everybody, you know, hopefully everything just be, you know, cool, man, and this shit just fade out, man, like, you know, everything else, man.
But, for real, for real.
Man, one thing we ain't never talked about, man, was you being all over that Dope Game 2000 album, man.
Oh, yeah, that was when I came home. And Pokey was gearing up. You know, one thing about Pokey, when I left, man, that nigga was, when we was doing the Lab Tex compilation, Pokey loved how I did that album. Man, we had so much fun, man. I paid everybody cash money to do it. So I wanted your spirits to be up. He had never been paid to do a song before. He like, why the fuck is my homeboy giving me some money to rap on his tape for? Like, it's, like this dude tripping. Nah, I wanted his mind to be into what we was doing. Man, we had so much fun. We rented the studio out, like I say, all night to next morning. That's when Cash Money would come. Remember I told you about that? So they would come like in the daytime on till, so we would have the motherfucker from literally when they leave till they come back. And I'm paying for that every day. We having fun, we drinking, we smoking, we women, we, hey man. You know how it go. And we recorded that album under that, you know, pretense. And Pokey, when he got with Paul Chevis while I was locked up, because see, I would have had Pokey sign, Big Hawk sign, Lil O. I would have grabbed everybody eventually. I would have, because I knew what I was doing. I didn't want to be no, like, I wanted to rap, but I wanted to be like Baby, Master P, Lil J. That's why I was able to tell Jay, no, I can't take a contract if I'm trying to give out contracts, huh? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get them hoes out. But so he went back to the same formula that I used on Southside Players to record Dope Game 2000, except I came home. And when I came home, he was like, bro, you got to help me do this. And we just relived the moment. That's why I'm all over that motherfucker.
No shit.
Yeah, he made Paul Chevis copy and paste. And he said, man, we got to relive the way Mickey did that. For real.
And man, you came out
for that, because we had fun doing Dope Game 2000. That shit was fun as fuck.
You got anything that stand out from when y'all was making that when y'all was making that up?
Man, going to Washington. Going to Washington, D.C., man, we recording out there. I'm trying to think what we was out there for, man. I don't know, but that's how we even came up with Menage a Trois out there in D.C. And Big Pokey had a crush on Lil' Kim. You know what I'm saying? Big Poker had a real crush on Lil' Kim out there, man. It was funny as fuck, man. Because, you know, like, Lil' Kim, this Big Poker, that big. Right. He almost had her, too, man. I ain't going to lie, man. He was macking hard, man.
No shit. Where y'all in D.C. doing what? What is this, Howard Homecoming, or what is this?
I don't know, bro. I want to say we was doing the BET thing, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It was something big, whatever it was, we was out there. And when we came home, we had been listening to that go-go music down there, the faster music or whatever, the shit they got going on. And some kind of way, we just came up with that hood rat superstar trying to find me a menage a trois. That's how much fun we had, man. It was crazy. We came back with that song, so you know what type of time we had.
Oh, man.
That's all I love to say, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And then that shit was a single, too, man. That was on the radio.
Yeah, it fucked me up because I went back to jail, and then now I'm listening to another song.
Wait, you went back to jail after Dope Gang 2000?
Yeah, I went back to jail. My dumb ass, man, I couldn't stay out of jail back then, bro. Yeah, I was gone another 2-3 years right after that. Yeah, I had a fucked up baby mama, man. Like, man, my life a story for sure. Like, for real, some Ike Turner shit. Me and that woman, we fucked my success off wholeheartedly. Like, man.
Yeah, it's okay.
VIP style.
Yeah.
For real, fuck that. You going to jail, nigga.
Damn, you do Dope Gang, but you kind of miss it a little bit after that. But then you come home and then you still do Power Up and all that. So talk about linking up with Rick Shop and all that.
Oh, man. Well, that was just natural because D-Rick, you know, it's crazy. We got the same last name, man. And that's my brother, for sure. That nigga just one of the ones that's going to be there for you, man, for real. So when I came home, I didn't ask him for nothing. He just was like, look, we did this. We've been doing this. Boom, shot me some money, a stack of money this here for Christmas, take care of my kids. I'm like, what the fuck? Man, shit. So we just get up there, start recording. But we taking them things, that's when they first pop out. Shit. Man, we at the studio, No D made that beat, came up with that shit. It was that. Then I went to jail. I think I went to jail again on that, for sure. Right when they dropped it, it's crazy. And it's every time some big success come, I'm always going to jail. That shit was crazy, bro. For real. And I got out, you know, we just went to working on the SUC album, the Takeover and all that shit before Hawk died.
It's crazy you said that. That's what I was going to ask. Is there ever going to be a proper SUC album?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's coming, man. All it's gonna take is to see right before this pandemic, we was already had that. If you go back and look at Ro posted it, he was like, it was like me, post like 5 or 6 of us, Los, and we was all over there getting everything together, and they shut the whole America down. So once everybody get what they got going, we wanna wrap it up as far as the movie. You know, let that play off what they got going with the movie. As far as the album and really get some real momentum going and drop that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's coming though, for sure.
Yeah. Man, on a more serious note, man, talk a little bit about George Floyd, because, you know, he's from Third Ward, right?
Oh my God, man, Big Floyd. I think we spoke on a little bit on the FaceTime one, but you know, man, Floyd, man.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did. Did we?
I don't know if that had happened by then.
If we didn't, let you know, everybody know Floyd from Third Ward, man. Yeah. It's crazy, man. I just want to speak on that. My last good memory with him was that Scarface video shoot. Man, and it was crazy because Brad just called me out the blue. He like, man, I'm in Third Ward, pull up on me, I'm about to shoot a video. He at the dentist though. I'm like, what you know? He's like, man, I'm just getting me and Ro right here at the dentist. I'm like, nigga, we in Third Ward. What do you mean? Before we know it, Cal Wayne pulled up. Before we know it, oh no, I ran into Big Floyd. And I'm like, shit, that Big Floyd go right there. We go down to CUNY Homes. Call everybody. Call Cal Wayne now. Boom. We went down to CUNY Homes. Floyd was the one that called Cal Wayne and took us to the CUNY Homes and shot that. Yeah, that's crazy. Then the the nail, whatever the what they call it, the foot clip, whatever, thumbnail.
Yeah,
is me, George, and Brad. That's crazy. Yeah, yeah, the thumbnail is that on that Scarface song. But yeah, that was dope. But to see my boy out there stretched out like that, man, I'm like everybody else. I didn't know who it was. Mm. And then by the time I made it to the hood, they was like, man, that was Floyd. He was actually in out there with my ex brother-in-law.
Damn.
Maurice was out there with him. He was one of the ones hollering, get him off like this, like that, like in the car with him when it happened. This man is fucked up. That's my son's mother's brother. Like Maurice is fucked up. He talking about how the feds came and talked to him and all kind of shit. Like he might end up getting a piece of money behind this shit, like for real. Like he was so fucked up when everybody was running around doing all the city to city, he couldn't do it. Imagine really being there.
Yeah, seeing that shit, yeah, yeah, that's crazy as hell.
Like you was just with him and y'all going to get some cigarettes at the store. Big Floyd just trying to pass a fake 20, bro, and died. See, that's the part everybody missing. All he was trying to do was make a play on a fake 20. And dead. It's like, wow. But to know Floyd is to know that shit. He got to be trying to change. Big Floyd gonna take something down. So to humble himself and to try like, yeah, to a squad might not seem like, oh, crime is crime and this, that, you know, but some people really don't have other choices out here. This the only trade we know how to hook crook is, you know, hook and crook. But it was fucked up, man. I'm telling my man, and me and Kiki went together. We went to the funeral. They gave us hell getting in, but we got in there. Like for real. Well, they gave us hell getting in the parking lot. Once we got to the building, we were straight. Mm. But like everybody else, it was a mess because, man, I'm talking about the whole third ward in there with their hands on it. Oh, man, it was like people leaving, families divided, and you already know. It did more good than harm, but I hate that it split up his family like that. Mm. And you know, God willing, I'll let it come back together in due time. You know what I mean? Shout out my boy, Po' Boy, Jack. I love what y'all done with that, man. With our Steve Jackson, man, you did a wonderful job. Po' Boy, his wife, Kiki, you know what I mean, man? Y'all did a wonderful job. His brother, man, they put bro away. When I hear people like the president and all these different people say that boy's name, it'd be like, man, this boy did that. Hmm. When I pass by the mirror, I have to personally crack a smile because the boy told me, say, he used to always tell me, shit, Mike D, I'm a star too, nigga. You niggas think y'all the only stars out the clique, nigga. Big Floyd, nigga. Big Floyd, nigga. Yeah, I'm talking about my dog said he was gonna be a superstar. That nigga passed all us, bro, with a bullet. That nigga on some Martin Luther King shit. And a real one. You know what I'm saying? That's the killer part. Like, not no Tupac rapping about it. You know what I'm talking about? Like a real one walked and stepped out here for real. Man, went out like a soldier, man. I'm talking about on some Marcus Garvey type shit, man. Mm. Like, bro up there, man. It's a hell of a thing, man. Shout out his daughter, too, man. Shout out Trey the Truther. Like, man, boys came together, man. For real, for real. Houston showed up for George Floyd, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, man, you got anything else before we get up out of here?
Man, that's it, man. I just came to clear the air on a little thing, man. Don't take too much of your time like we did last time. I just wanted to make sure
but you know,
I got
you always got the flow, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I just had to get on the TV, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My boy, man. I love it, man. Though, man. Congratulations, man. 15,000, we finna get it to 30,000.
Man, let's do it, man.
Off this one, watch.
Really, that's what it is, man. Well, hey, it's the Don Easton Podcast. If you're watching and you ain't subscribed, man, hit that subscribe button, man. Turn them alerts on. It's going down. Mike D, man, I always appreciate you coming through, man, chopping it up. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be back.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure.
For sure. That's what it is. It's the Donnie Houston Podcast. We out. Donnie Houston.